White, W.C. White, Mary. Oakland, California, February 21, 1878. Dear children, William and Mary, we received yesterday the third volume of Spirit of Prophecy. I have thought if the covers were made for all three volumes with a different title, and these books were introduced in the bookstores in Boston, Rochester, Battle Creek, and other places, it would scatter the light and do good. I have thought there was too little effort made to accomplish this. How much there is to be done, and how many professing the truth feel so little responsibility for their fellow men. How few are ready to lift the burdens. My soul is in distress as I consider this matter. What can be done to arouse our people? What will quicken them that they will have a lively sense of their responsibility to God in letting their light shine? God will work for all who devote themselves wholly to Him to be used to His glory. And yet, how few will be workers with the Master? Very many who are now content with their lives in doing nothing will be awakened from their selfish, ease-loving, irresponsible position with the startling, irrevocable sentence of doom. Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 25, verse 30. But I will not dwell upon this subject in my letter to you, who need holding back rather than urging to greater exertion. I never felt better than in standing before near 1,000 people in the Methodist Church, addressing them on the subject of temperance. Dr. Jewell pled with me to assist them through the week, but the weather has been so fearfully bad, and I have been sick with cold, I did not dare to venture out. The coming week I shall try to attend the temperance meetings. Dr. Jewell, pastor of the Central Methodist Church, says I can have half an hour each evening to address the people. Father went with me, and he prayed in the Spirit. I have not seen or heard from San Francisco since I spoke there last Sunday night. The storm yesterday was fearful, and we expect to hear of much damage done. Brother Collins writes from Healdsburg that he must remain there till the roads improve. We have been here 2 weeks and a half. I have written some and have had a very bad cold and dared not and could not tax my head, but I have tried to do some sewing to make my time count that when well, I could take hold of my writing. You need not send any clothing to me, for I have now had a little time to sew for myself and have enough for my present necessities. I did need at one time very much some things, but my wants are supplied. It does not take me long to get fitted up when I can have time to do for myself. Will you see the gentleman who worked for Salisbury? He is a brother, German, I believe. See if he has father's measure for coat, frock coat. If so, will you select a nice piece of smooth broadcloth and have him cut and make father a coat at once? The pattern of father's coat he may have, or it may be in the house. I inquired what I could get a coat made here for, and they said $40. I wish you would attend to this at once. I also want a nice overcoat made for Father. Speak to him at once and have these things done. We have made him 2 pairs of pants ourselves, but he needs coat and vest. Will you please attend to this at once? There are some souls who have already decided to obey the truth, and many more are interested, and we hope will take their stand for the truth. Brother Healy is a good speaker. Edson is doing well. He is tied up in his financial matters, but he has a clear mind to comprehend and speak on Bible subjects. He wants to go to Battle Creek and get out a Sabbath school hymn book. I think he can do this well and should have the privilege to extricate himself from embarrassment if he can. He seems to have the cause of God at heart as never before. He fills his position well in the office and in the Sabbath school, and in many things his active mind takes in what needs to be done, and he would be sadly missed here. The counting room needs him. We thought if he could retain his position, Emma working with him in the counting room, it might be better than to go east at a venture. We hope that you brothers may stand side by side in the great work before you, perfectly united in letting the light shine forth to others God has given you. This must go to the office at once. Goodbye. May God bless our children. Willie and Mary is our prayer every day. In much love, Mother. Love to Aunt Mary and the children.